Well, hey, hi, how are you? It's 6 o'clock, Andy and Mel. Mel is back.
Hello.
And did you notice what we missed?
What did we miss?
We missed a spot.
We did?
Mm-hmm.
Where? Oh. How'd you notice that?
Yesterday, right before I left. I don't know why I looked up, but I did.
How did it get that high?
Well, it kind of exploded. The egg did.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a...
There was enough yolk in that for like 12 eggs, apparently.
It seems like it.
Wow.
I guess yolk spreads.
Holy moly, I can't believe it hit the ceiling.
I can't believe I only got one little glob on me.
It was all over me.
I know.
I was even trying to hide.
You should have heard what Johnny said when he saw the video. I showed him the video.
What did he say?
I can't say it on the radio.
Oh.
No, I absolutely cannot.
That is, I cannot believe it hit the ceiling.
Well, actually I can if we take a quick interlude.
Okay.
Yeah. Tell me how am I gonna get down to Sesame Street?
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
We got a little more cleaning to do.
That's
and here we thought we had hidden all the evidence.
I know. Well, we didn't really hide any evidence considering we made a video and posted
put it
on
online.
YouTube.
Yeah, that's true. But anyway, this is a story that came out yesterday, and I did the story not realizing how big it was going to blow up. This has gone viral. I don't know if I'm saying the name right. I'm going to try Caesar Zakahi of Fort Pier. He's was a custodian at the Stanley County School District, and he says he's repeatedly seen a female coworker store the school's American flag by crumpling it up and tossing it in the boiler room.
Wow.
Now, if you don't know, that is not how you take care of an American flag.
No, it gets folded
or
up.
Even a South Dakota state flag, for that matter.
Right.
So he took some photos and posted them on Facebook over the weekend. Monday, he was fired.
Unbelievable.
Caesar is an Air Force veteran. He says he hated seeing the flag disrespected, but when he complained to the higher-ups, they basically ignored him. So finally, he decided the only way to get any attention for the problem was to post the photos on Facebook.
I don't blame him.
And here in South Dakota, defiling a flag is a misdemeanor. You can get up to a year in jail and a $2,000 fine.
Really?
And, you know, there's a lot of things that some people do that they don't realize is technically illegal.
Right.
Like if you have a flag hanging up on your house and you don't take it down at night without being lit up, like American flags are supposed to be lit up if they're still up at night.
Okay.
They're supposed to be folded and put away neatly, you know, that sort of thing. And yeah, I learned all that when I was in Cub Scouts.
Hmm.
And there's some other rules I can't remember exactly, but yeah, you're not supposed to crumple it up and chuck it in the corner. And
or in the broiler room. Or
boiler room?
Where was it? Boiler? I said broiler.
Yes, you said broiler. I don't think anyone was making a steak.
They might have been.
At the
boiler
Stanley
room.
County School.
They might have been, you know.
But not in the boiler room.
Why would you even choose that place to put it? Like, I don't even understand
that. It was probably
that.
Convenient to wherever the storage, whatever. I have no idea. I remember the boiler room in our high school was not a convenient spot, but
no.
Who knows where theirs is.
I recall taking down the flag in school and folding it.
Yeah.
Like, I think it was sixth grade or something.
Yeah, I think I remember that too. Like, there would be one grade of kids that would do it.
Yeah, and I remember having to fold it the right way and learning how to fold it.
Yep.
And we would take turns doing it. So
I seem to remember that, too. I don't remember what grade it was.
For some reason, sixth grade is like what's popping in my head. I could be wrong on that, but I think it was sixth grade.
Yeah. Anyway,
that sounds like a good grade to do it.
Caesar wrote on his Facebook page, I was born and raised in South Dakota. I'm a disabled vet, and I would do this again, even if it cost me my job to stop the disrespect of the flag. Good for him. Now, the story I had yesterday about this said that there was more to it than that. Now, what the more to it than that was, I don't know. This was like the superintendent, I believe, of the school district saying, there's more to it than just this.
Sure there is.
Okay, we'll see. But
I don't believe that.
I don't know.
I believe that he was probably embarrassed because he didn't do anything about it, and then he got called out on Facebook.
But getting called out on Facebook, and then that's just going to make it worse.
Well, you would think, but he probably was making a decision with his emotions.
There's probably some little handbook regulation that says you may not post photos of the school on social media, blah, blah, blah. I have no idea. I'm just speculating as to what the reason might be. I'm pretty sure this had something to do with it.
Yeah.
It's certainly plausible that's not the whole story. There may be more to it, but I don't know.
I doubt it was something to be fired over.
Probably not. Or how about just, take care of the flag the way it's supposed to. It's not hard.
Yeah.
It's really not. Anyway, on a completely opposite note to that, we have to talk about celebrity boobs and butts and stuff.
Okay.
Because CBS has sent out an email to everyone attending the Grammys on Sunday. They don't want to see your breasts, butt cracks, or genitals.
Who showed the butt cracks?
Some of the dresses get really low in the back.
Yeah.
Or they're kind of see-through.
Okay.
The email says, quote, please be sure that buttocks and female breasts are adequately covered. Says nothing about the male breasts being covered, so that's sweet. Thong-type costumes are problematic. Please avoid exposing bare, fleshy undercurves of the buttocks and buttock crack. Bare sides or undercurvature of the breasts is also problematic. Please avoid sheer, see-through clothing that could possibly expose female breast nipples.
So this is all geared towards
female breast nipples. Sounds like it was written by a lawyer who's never kissed a girl.
Yeah. So one of the guys that are going to the Grammys should wear something see-through show some butt crack and nipples and stuff.
Well, that's not the whole email. You can read the whole email at deadline.com, but yeah. Please be sure the genital region is adequately covered so there is no visible puffy bare skin exposure. Like I said, this is written by a lawyer who's never kissed a girl.
That's the terminology they decided to use.
You know what I think this is? I think this is CBS puckering up a little bit after Joe Flacco started cussing on national TV.
Oh, that could be.
I think they're like, oh no.
Yeah.
I think that's where this is coming from. Because the Grammys can be dicey.
They can be.
And
it's possible.
It's entirely possible. So I don't know. It may have something to do with it. It may not. I don't know for sure. But one thing you were telling me.
Did they say no swearing too?
I don't know. They didn't say that. But you were telling me that they're going to have... Who are the kids that are going to be there?
The Sandy Hook children are going to perform Call Me Maybe.
Yeah, and they CBS also trotted out the Sandy Hook kids before the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Little passive-aggressive gesture there.
Maybe. I think they should let those kids just let them be alone instead of just putting them all over the TV performing songs.
Yeah. That is what they do. That was a choir that was doing the song. It's just, just seems like kind of a, I don't know, liberal media attempt at saying, yay, gun control.
Something like that.
I mean, it's a CBS program 2 weeks in a row. Because if the Super Bowl had been on Fox, I don't know that would have happened.
Probably not. I don't know.
It may have. I don't know. And it may have been the NFL that scheduled all those acts. I don't know that for sure. I'm just noticed it. Thought I'd point it out. Anyway, we've got news on the way next. We've got Bitterball tickets to give away today. We also have Phillip Phillips tickets to give away today.
Yes, we do.
That is all coming up. Hang on. Morning, sunshine. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7. Andy and Mel, 623. A little foggy this morning and 29 the high today. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
I'm tired of winter. I want to fast forward to complaining about how hot it is.
Okay. It's so hot outside. Or is it cold? I just took my coat off like a half hour ago.
Yeah, I walked out like, are you cold?
Yes, I was.
Which is so odd for you.
Well, this sweater isn't as warm as I think it is.
Okay.
Or I thought it was.
You wear a shirt underneath it.
Suppose I could. Hey, you know what happens in 4 days?
What happens in 4 days?
This isn't a democracy anymore.
The Walking Dead is back.
Oh, boy.
It's the only good thing about February.
You are like a little kid in a candy store.
I know. My mom gets TV Guide because they're old and they don't have cable with a guide.
Oh.
And so they get TV Guide, and that's what's on the cover.
Oh.
I told her to save it for me.
Nice.
I was geeking out a little bit.
That is kind of geeky.
Just a little bit. Yeah. Anyway, let's do this.
The Hot Morning Show. Hot 104.7.
Today is February 7th, and it is the greatest day I have ever known, but it is not, because Ashton Kutcher is 35 today.
So hot.
Steve Nash is 39 today. He plays for the LA Lakers. Looks kind of goofy, but he used to be hooked up with Elizabeth Hurley.
Hmm.
And Nelly Furtado name dropped him in a song, too. I think it was Promiscuous.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. Robin Lively is 41 today. She was in Teen Witch, Karate Kid 3.
She's the
older. Yeah, she's the older sister of the most desirable woman in the world, Gossip Girl's Blake Lively.
I don't think I knew that. Interesting.
You didn't know they were sisters?
No, I don't think so. Oh. I mean, obviously their last names are the same, but
I didn't know they were sisters either. I thought they were the same person.
No, you didn't.
No, I did. I just remember there was somebody named Lively. Chris Rock is 48 today.
George Bush hates midgets.
Jason Gedrick is 48 today.
Who?
Jason Gedrick. He was the Iron Eagle.
Oh, okay.
Like, I loved that movie as a kid, and then I saw it as an adult, and it was horrible. It's really dumb. Garth Brooks is 51 today.
Happy birthday, Garth.
Yeah. Eddie Izzard is 51. Robert Smigel is 53 today. You know who Robert Smigel is?
No.
Seriously, have you ever talked to a woman without having to give your credit card number?
Insult the comic dog.
Nice.
Or, sorry, triumph the insult comic dog.
Okay.
Got stupid there for a second. Let's see. Laura Ingalls Wilder was born on this day in 1867. Charles Dickens born this day, 1812. And John Deere on this day in 1804. Tractor guy.
Yeah, I know that.
I bet he likes John Deere green.
You think so?
1940, Walt Disney's Pinocchio was released. 1943, the U.S. began rationing shoes, limiting consumers to just... this might hurt to hear, Mel. Limiting consumers to 3 pairs per person for the remainder of the year.
What?
Hey.
What year was that?
1943, World War II was going on.
Okay, but still...
1949, Joe DiMaggio signed with the Yankees for $100,000. Alex Rodriguez signed for, like, I don't know, $1 billion, and now he's probably never going to play again.
Aww.
1988, America's Most Wanted debuted on Fox. And on this day in 2010, the New Orleans Saints beat the Indianapolis Colts in the Super Bowl that the Vikings were supposed to be playing in.
I didn't understand a word you said.
The Saints won the Super Bowl on this day in 2010, the one the Vikings were supposed to be playing in.
Okay.
But today is the greatest day I've ever known. Because on this day in 1974, a classic Mel Brooks movie was released.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Starring Harvey Korman, Mel Brooks, Gene Wilder, and of course Cleavon Little as Sheriff Bart, the Sheriff of Rockridge.
Hey, where are the white women at?
It's a great movie. Blazing Saddles came out on this day in 1974. That's why today is... My favorite character in the movie, though, is Mungo.
Yeah.
Mungo like candy.
In college, there was this guy that was on our team who we called Mungo.
Oh.
Because he kind of looked like Mungo. He just kind of looked...
Did he say Mongo like candy?
No, he said
Mongo only pawn in game of life.
Okay.
What's coming up in the dirt?
Is Rihanna responsible for Justin Bieber and Selena breaking up? I've got that story coming up in the dirt.
6:29, Hot 104.7.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
How about a 4.7, Andy and Mel? It is 6:42. We're going to top out today at 29. It's going to be a little foggy out there this morning. Haven't heard of any accidents yet on the racetrack. I am not confident we won't have any.
You think it's slippery out?
It looked like it was a little glazy, plus with the frost, and it's like right just below freezing.
Okay.
It could end up being icy. I'm just trying to be a good neighbor and say, hey, careful.
Alrighty.
You know, that's all. I didn't experience any ice myself.
I didn't.
So, but I was a little paranoid about it. I didn't use cruise control on the interstate this morning just because it looked glossy.
All right.
You know, so that's all. Are you calling me stupid?
No.
So, I have to ask you, how was Journey?
Oh, so good. It really was.
Did you get like, dumber?
Dumber?
Yeah.
No. Why would I get dumber?
Because of all the girls that are like, hey, oh my gosh, I love this song.
There was a lot of people my age and older there.
Yeah, I don't think there were a lot of 20-somethings there.
No, there was a few younger kids there, but it was really good. Their light show was really cool. They had a really neat stage.
Did they have any pyro?
No, it was all like, at the end though, they did have the big cannons of confetti go out. So that was cool.
Oh, confetti.
That was really cool.
Rock on.
I will have to say that I was a little disappointed because there was probably like four songs that nobody knew. And
the
I don't
new
know,
stuff.
And it was from their new album. Yeah. And so we're sitting there and me and JJ are like,
let's get a beer.
Can you just stick with the hits, please?
Yeah. Like, no one's coming to see Journey for the new stuff.
No. So
no one cares about the new stuff.
I was a little annoyed by that. Loverboy was good. Pat Benatar, I'm pretty sure she's my mom. This is an observation that we made. Now, of course, my mom is my mom. I'm just saying that there's a lot of similarities between me and Pat Benatar. Hair color, style, clothing style.
There's a few differences, though, too.
Well, she rocks a little bit more than me, but... Yeah,
better singer, too.
Yeah.
She's That's the main amazing. One.
But seriously, she could be, like... But, like, looking at her, we're both looking at her going... She looks like me a lot, or I look like her a lot. That's kind of weird. So they've been on the road touring and doing music for 35 years, and their lead guitar player is actually Pat Benatar's husband. If you didn't know that, but yeah, it was it was a really very good show. I was very impressed with it.
They were firing confetti everywhere, huh?
At the end,
and but Neato light show.
Don't Stop Believing was amazing. That was so much fun to hear. There was such good songs.
You know, real concerts have pyro.
No, they don't need it.
Yeah. Real concerts have pyro.
I don't think that they need it. Yeah.
They set the stage on fire.
Yeah.
Because and there's giant explosions and you can feel the heat from the flames and stuff.
Not necessary.
No, it's awesome when they do that. Real concerts have pyro.
Not necessary.
Yeah, they do.
No.
Real concerts have pyro.
Not necessary.
Yeah. You got to set the stage on fire.
I was very happy with
There's got to be some danger to the singer getting set on fire. Yeah.
I have a migraine.
When I went to Motley, they set the stage on fire.
I think that each concert is in its own, it's not comparable.
Hey, you know what Motley didn't have?
What?
Confetti.
I thought that was cool. The whole LMFAO had confetti.
Well, that fits LMFAO. I guess you're right. Confetti fits Journey.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. Confetti does fit Journey.
Pyro would have been weird for Journey.
It would have been. That would have been way too rock and roll for Journey.
No, it would have been weird.
They didn't have any girls dancing on stage either, did they?
No.
No, it was not a real rock concert. It was a pop show.
What is your deal?
Nothing. I'm just trying to get under your skin.
Journey is awesome.
Allegedly.
I really didn't like, though, the songs that came from the new album because I was just...
I know. I hate it. When you go to an old band, and at least they only play four songs.
Well, I think it was
could have been
a
lot worse.
But there was like a stretch of like four songs that were songs that I had never heard before. And we're looking at each other going, but they just stopped.
This is a good time to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
So So a guy by the name of Kyle Messier of Post Falls, Idaho, he has been working at a fast food restaurant to save money to go to college. Doesn't say how old the kid is, but looking at this story online, KIVITV, it looks like he's about 20, like pretty young. Well, on Monday, he tried to buy a $20 scratch-off lottery ticket, but the store was out of them, so he bought two $10 tickets instead. He ended up winning $100,000.
Nice.
Which, after taxes, would give him about $67,500. That's about 6 years' worth of salary at his fast food job. So he called in rich to work instead of sick. He quit his job on the spot. He's going to use the money to go to college, and he's planning to marry his fiance next month.
Aww.
Yeah, I still kind of hate him a little bit.
A little bit.
Not a lot, because I like how he called in.
But at least, yeah.
He called in rich to work.
But at least he's going to go to school.
Yeah, he's going to college with it. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Probably be a good idea to keep, you know, working too, so you don't blow it all, and then you get out of college and you have no money and no job, and now I got to try to find a job with my English degree.
Well, the bonus is that he won't have any student loans to pay off afterwards.
By the way, English majors, don't yell at me. I know three English majors who had a hell of a time finding a job after they graduated. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying a little tougher to get a job with an English degree than, you know, accounting or something like that. That's right. All I'm saying.
That's true.
Okay. We have got Bitterball tickets to give away. We will do that here before 7 o'clock. Macklemore is next. Hang on. How about a 4.7? Andy and Mel, 655. It is 27 right now. We'll top out at 29 today. A little foggy out there. Schools have really, really gone over the deep end now.
Okay.
In the latest overprotective school story saga, an Australian Health and Medical Research Council issued a new guideline to ban kids from blowing out birthday candles on cake at school.
Okay.
Can you imagine why?
The fire hazard?
Nope.
Okay. Spreading germs?
Yeah, there you go. Kids are allowed to blow out one candle on a cupcake, but only if they eat the cupcake themselves and don't share the cupcake.
Okay. Who does that anymore? I don't even know that.
Oh, I'm sure we banned it in this country a long time ago.
I don't know of any that do that here. Like, I know my girl's school doesn't.
Yeah.
They just bring treats.
Yeah.
I don't ever remember blowing out a candle during my birthday when I was a kid.
I'm sure it was a paranoid fear years ago in this country, so it's been outlawed forever. I don't know.
I don't think it had anything to do with the germs. I think it was probably more the fire part of it.
Which is even dumber, a little candle? Are we really worried about a birthday candle that's only burning for about a minute?
Yeah, that would be the only reason I would think that there would be an issue.
You know what I think should be banned?
What?
The candles that relight themselves.
Oh, I hate those.
That's such a cruel prank.
It is really mean. Yeah, who wants to eat a cake after that? Then you run out of breath, pass out.
Breathe, Johnny, breathe!
1047.com.